The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin, Ed and Richard Marsland.
That's right, it's just the three of us this morning.
Ah.
I was hoping it was going to be Owen Wilson. But our show's not impressive enough.
What?
It must get better. Mm-hmm. But I'll be asking you all the Owen questions anyway.
Yeah. I feel like I can field them.
Field away. We'll also be finally catching up on all of your abusive emails.
Yeah.
We'll be finding out how the internet works.
Oh, that's good.
We'll be explaining it properly for once, and we'll be finding out who's related to who.
Mm.
You ready for this, Mr. Marsden?
Absolutely ready to go. Looking forward to it. This is going to be big.
It's all coming up courtesy of the team at Get This.
They brought them over as qualified boners. They wouldn't know how to bone a chook. They're useless.
Well, that's new order.
Yeah.
Good. Bizarre love triangle.
Stuff.
We actually sound impressed by the music for once.
I'm always impressed by the music.
Welcome to Get This Around the Nation on Triple M with myself, Tony Martin, that mad Ed Cavalier over there. Give yourself a round, Richard Marsden.
Yes.
It feels very odd to give yourself a round of applause, even a fake round of applause.
Notice you turned it up a bit when you said that, though. So.
Yeah.
It's not too weird.
Because Owen Wilson is who we really wanted.
Well,
we would have had a good interview with him. We would have had good questions.
Heaps of good questions. All about Rushmore.
Yeah, we would have talked about all the Wes Anderson movies, which no one asks him about.
Dignan?
Yeah, Dignan and Bottle Rocket?
That's great.
Good movie.
What's that little line he has when he rocks up on the little chopper bike?
Oh, well, I know that one of his brothers says he looks like a little banana, which is a great line.
See, we would have opened with that.
There you go.
What's that line where he says, I'm an emotional guy? Or something like that.
Oh, that's right. I think that's when they're on the bus. Well, I went to see, my friend called me up and said, hey, man, I got tickets to the big premiere of You, Me, and Dupree. You want to come? It's at 7:30. No worries. We get there at 7:30. Yeah, film started at 6:30.
Oh, did you go in anyway?
No, I went to Subway.
Oh. What's showing there?
Nothing.
Bit of ass crack. So what are we going to do? Here's what we're going to do. It's one of those shows where, while there's no guest, we can clear the backlog of...
I've got stacks of emails.
Emails. Have we got an emails theme? What have you got for us, Mr. Marsden? What?
Is this the one?
Yeah, but the good bit starts 33 seconds in.
Oh.
It's quite mournful, the old email.
I just received it, I should say. Should I fast forward on the air? That would be a good sound.
Do it. Do it on air.
That's great.
No, it gets really xylophony at 33 seconds.
It's on a fader lock, so I can't fast forward it.
In the meantime,
let's just all reflect on our lives.
Welcome to the pastoral climbs of Triple M. What's going on? Yeah, it gets good now.
Okay.
That's it?
It kicks in.
All right.
Sorry.
Is this going to win? Here we go. Listen to this. Crank it up a bit, Richard.
Yeah. Oh, streety wise men. Hey, got her. All right. I'm going to...
Simi by the sea. What's in the email today?
Yeah. I want to say hello to Trev Wood from Melbourne. Yes, I am wearing pants. Hello, Matt from Elam. He was just going to ask me how my carpet burn was going. Hello, Ted from Berwick with his projectile vomit. Hello, Amelia from Brighton. It's not infectious. It just looks bad. Hello, Mindy from Melbourne. He'd like to cover my body in rich chocolate and cream. Hello, Nick from Mooney Ponds. He's upset about disemboweled and angry turtles. Hello, Tanya from Melbourne, who'd like me to stop distracting myself at work. Hello, Jordan from East Melbourne, who would like an audio grab of his victory dance after he beats me at table tennis. Well, Jordan, how do you think a victory dance would sound exactly? Hello, Kylie from Spratling. She would like to know what Crystal's body would look like in a dissection. Bit sick. Hello, Danny from Camberwell. She'd like to go shopping at a $2 shop near me. Hello, Jason from Melbourne. He left it blank. Hello, Ross from Melbourne, who's upset at my Piss Week webpage. Hello, Bert from Epping. He would like the show to have Mick Malloy or strippers. And hello, Fanning from Melbourne, who'd like to hook up. She promises to show me her sizzle if I show her mine.
Wow. All right.
Oh, sorry. That's... And hello, Noz from Melbourne, who'd like more Snatogaro.
Snatogaro. Of course, Santo Chilaro, our favourite misspelling of his name. Mick Malloy. A lot of people call in and say, when's Mick going to be on the show?
Yeah.
That's going to be our 100th.
Oh, that's going to be good.
He wanted a bit of occasion.
Enough.
No, I'm not coming in on show 47. Where are we up to? What number is this? I think this is our
70s, aren't we?
79th show. So there you go. Do the maths, and that's when Mick is coming in.
Where do you go, Tone?
Oh, look, there's so much here. People seem to think that because we're brought to you by the all-new award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito, that therefore I must be driving around in a free van.
The sponsors came in on Friday, and I asked flat, may I have a van? He said no.
No, they didn't even say no. They just ignored you and just moved on with the safety features conversation. That's what I like.
And then the guy from Mercedes went, look, you can knee it, and nothing happened. And then kneed it as hard as he could.
He did. Yeah. He kneed the Vito in the ghoulies.
You can knee it. Oh, it's plums.
I'm not sure if the Vito has plums. I'll check the specifications. I'm not driving around in a free Vito.
Nah.
In fact, I've accepted nothing free so far, have I, Nicky? Because even in...
No, you haven't.
Normally you get CDs when you do a radio program. No one sends us any free CDs.
No, we've actually... Yeah, the only thing that we've been sent was some slimming coffee.
Great.
Could it be because we constantly bag the music? Is that maybe why they don't send us any? So I'm determined to get through this job without accepting any free stuff. Can it be done? Has it ever been done?
Pretty easily, man. So far, so good.
My car got written off, and I think, did I make some foolish bet on the show that I would buy another car for whatever it was insured? Because my 1990 Laser was insured for $29.95. That's a $70 value for $29.95. I've been able to... Well, I've got skates.
Do you?
I'm not going to get on them. Now, my wife went and brought me some sort of car.
Yeah, I know.
I know nothing about cars.
I know.
I didn't even know what colour it was till I went out the front. And she spent ages going. She's got a brother-in-law in Tasmania who's so, I think, daggy's the word.
There you go.
He gets the Melbourne Age only on a Thursday sent over because it has the best car section. So I figured I'd just leave it up to him.
That's cute.
So I've gone out and they've spent so long choosing me. I didn't even know what sort of car it is.
I don't know. I think it's a...
Which one is it? Is that?
It's a grey one.
It's the one the guy's putting the ticket on the front of, I think. But I've just got in and I've said, you know, what's the stereo like? That's all I want to know. A car is a stereo on wheels.
Yeah, well, you could have had an iPod on your skates.
People get obsessed by what their car looks like. I'm going, but you're inside it.
Why don't you get those lights? What I always want in a car is those, you know, Richard, the hover lights underneath.
Yeah, the weird, they look blue from a distance.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, but they're a bit of a freak out because you think it's the police.
I think that's the idea.
Yeah, I know, but they're strange.
Don't you?
Too much light.
Ed lives in a Black Thunder, I should point out. back to the emails.
what have we got?
People always, I've had a lot of people, Brian and Nev. Both want to hear more from the Prime Minister. They can't get enough.
Is that right?
Of John Howard.
Yeah.
And we've actually contacted the Prime Minister's office to see if John Howard will accept Ed's challenge to eat 20 hot dogs in under a minute.
We will consider it. I want to know what the conditions are. I want to know what the objective is.
Well, John, the objective is to see whether you can do it. you know.
Then we're going to get a nude Kim Beazley, coat him in egg yolks, and roll him on this pile of breadcrumbs.
I surely won't roll him on this. I can't believe they would.
We would, Mr. Howard. Now, Mr. Howard, I hope you're enjoying Richard Marsland's complimentary genital sponge bath.
I think he's been incredibly generous, and I thank him very warmly.
Yes, I'm very giving that way.
hey, Kerry Stokes, what's your opinion of the Prime Minister's genitals?
Yes.
Marsland's crashed it. It's break one and he's crashed it.
Now you have to sing it, Marsland. You have to do it.
What do you think of the Prime Minister's genitals, for God's sake?
They're part of our history. They're part of who we are. And the only appropriate place they belong is in a national museum.
Worth the wait.
Next to Farlap.
All right, more of what you've sent us next. I'll get this. On my mind, that's Powderfinger here. Get this on Triple M, where it's just me and Ed and Richard today.
Yeah.
Clearing the backlog.
What do you got there? More emails, Tone?
Yes, people want to know what our theme music is.
Yes.
It's The Hives.
It is.
That's who it is.
Sweden's finest.
Nick Hubie, I hope that satisfied you.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be good if we could actually play that whole song one day?
Great song.
Hate to say.
I told you so.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Will Supertramp ever do a version of it?
Why would they not?
Let's ask him.
We get a lot of music requests.
Oh, yes.
Daniel says, please, please, please play the Kim Beazley theme music more often. I can't get enough. Want to hear it real loud, Mr. Mars, on this. Here we go.
Crank it.
Here he comes. All right.
Where's that from?
That is the theme from The Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I love that film.
The original.
Yeah, with Walter Matthau.
And Robert Shaw.
Great film.
And you, that's where Tarantino got the idea to call the guys in Reservoir Dogs Mr. Pink, yeah. Mr. Brown, and Mr. Everything, wasn't it?
Apparently. It's one of the best subway terrorism movies you can rent. I think really? The director later went on to do Jaws the Revenge. Won't hold that against
Lofty.
So many emails come in.
Did anyone see Miss Universe last night?
No, Miss Puerto Rico, wasn't it? And she fainted at the press conference.
She did faint. To be honest, I didn't last to the press conference.
Oh, right.
I feel it's a little downhill after swimsuit.
That's the swimsuit section or auditions for Mick Malloy's secretary, as he calls it.
But the bit I liked, the host's name was Carlos Ponce.
Oh, wonderful.
And he was a right Carlos.
And apparently there's 350,000, just as we were watching Miss Universe, my flatmate and I, kind of screaming at the television at the hotness of Miss USA, my flatmate tells me, "Mate, we've got the census." I said, "Oh, I love the census." He goes, "Yeah, there's 350,000 more single women in Melbourne than men." Mm. So there we are watching Miss Universe, hottest women in the world, and then we think there's 350,000 more single women than men in Melbourne, where we live, and it's just him and I eating 2-minute noodles in our underwear.
Where's your 350,000?
It was so sad.
It's a blue sky scenario.
It was so sad.
It's a bit sad. What were you wearing, though?
What?
You know, because, I mean, every time you tell me, what was that T-shirt you had on that time?
Which one? Cheerleading over my boyfriend, .. I don't think so.
That's probably... That's not helping.
No.
People, Darren W. has emailed us to say, what happens to the emails that get sent to you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do you just put anything on here?
Apparently.
Now, a lot of our older listeners perhaps don't know what the internet's all about. You can imagine such a situation. If that's you, well, here's what it's all about.
Welcome to the remarkable modern world of the internet, or the information super funnel, as it's known to its many hundreds of users. At any one time, literally dozens of messages are whizzing about informing people all over the world that their penises are too small. So too the literally several emails we receive every month via the computermatic info causeway we call the internet, and which hundreds and hundreds of naked, sunken-eyed Ukrainian harlots call home. Once we receive your message, the Triple M Evaluation Task Force quickly establish whether your communique has the necessary ingredients for broadcast. Sizzle, traction, cut-through, recall, likability, familiarity, market friendliness, tits. Once the email has been rewritten to our exacting specifications, everyone involved sits back and focuses their attention by listening to nothing but Nickelback for 6 straight hours, and then James Blunt's Wise Men and both sides of Toto 4. Once the rigorous evaluation process is complete, only the most thoughtfully constructive missives are submitted for Tony, Ed, and sometimes Richard's approval. So here's hoping that you, the enterprising wireless listener and email sender of, will have approached the dauntingly lofty standards demanded of you by the broadcaster's Alan Jones says he loves gentlemen. The broadcaster's Alan Jones says he loves gentlemen.
Oh, thank you.
The land of chocolate.
Ah, that's what it was.
No, it wasn't, but that's what I'm reminded of.
Yeah, I wanted to tiptoe through tulips while that was on. Hey, I don't know how many... There's 350,000 more single women than men.
Yeah, right. This is your theme today.
Well, I don't care, so long as I can meet one sunken-eyed Ukrainian harlot.
Yeah, your connection for sunken-eyed Ukrainian harlots. How are we going for time, Nikki? Does a hand have that many fingers? Oh, man. You know, what we like to do on this show is go through the papers and find obnoxious celebrities who sound horrible and mock them. I think we'd have to turn the spotlight on ourselves today.
Oh, yes.
How much of a bunch of assholes do we come across in this article in the Melbourne Herald Sun today?
I hate myself.
Listen to this. Get this host, Tony Martin, gets to do what he likes and spend what he likes.
Well, that's true. You and your
listen, you did
solid
this.
Gold chair, diamond-encrusted glasses, new face every day.
John Laws has a gold microphone. You know how you hear that's just like...
I've seen it.
It's actually a real deal.
Yeah.
I was being interviewed in the next studio to him, and two guys in white coats come in with white cotton gloves, and the wooden box comes out, and then they install the gold microphone.
Is that a full-time job?
I reckon
microphone
it is.
Store.
John Law's gold microphone, roadie. And the thing is, it doesn't matter where you go in the world. Radio studios are always crap.
Yeah,
really, aren't
really?
They? You know that film Talk Radio?
Yeah.
There is no studio like that. You see Howard Stern and he's sitting in basically a toilet cubicle with a microphone. So the idea of having a gold microphone, that's like having a gold toilet brush at the sewage treatment plant, really. But anyway, listen to what we're up to.
What are we doing?
This is Glenn Mitchell, who we spoke to. You were standing next
nice
to
nice guy.
Imagine having your own radio show where there are no rules and you can get others to host it. That's
there
what we're doing.
Go.
We're slacking off.
Yep.
Not only that, your show runs for only an hour and you get paid whatever you want.
I didn't, Tone, when I signed up, I didn't realise I could get paid whatever I want.
When did that happen?
I'd like to renegotiate, please.
I think I said the exact opposite of the interview.
Yeah, you did. You did.
So where does that come from?
Well, you know,
got the name of me and Mixol radio show wrong, so, well, fair enough.
That's fair enough.
It wasn't that well known.
No one remembers it.
And then, listen, it's halfway through the interview, I turn into Russell Crowe. The word mate is on the front of...
Which you've never said.
Mate, people say we have an easy one-hour show. When have I ever used the word mate on the front of... And maybe in a sketch where I'm playing a radio executive or a journalist. And then, this is what I say about you, Ed, and you were standing next to me. Ed... who really should only be a panel operator at best.
Now, the problem with that is, Tony, I can't panel op. So where,
that's true.
So where does that leave me?
But would I have said... Imagine if I thought that.
Well, you're a nasty piece of work. You know what I mean? So who's to say, when I walk out of the room, who's to say what you say?
You never leave the room, Ed. Oh. It's okay. High praise indeed over this side of the desk, though.
Is that right?
Man alive. I hate these guys. I wouldn't tune into that. Oh, my God. What's this? Where do you get? We get paid whatever we want.
No, Tone. You should be telling me.
The show, this is what my life is like. I'm lying on the couch with a Spirex notebook and a whole stack of VHS tapes trying to wait for John Howard to say something we can misuse. That's what my life is like.
And every now and again I'll call you late at night and you'll play me something for 20 minutes from your tape recorder. No, this is the good bit, this is the good bit. Oh, no, it's 10 minutes in. Have you got time? I was hoping to go to bed. No, you've got time.
Well, anyway, I've got to go and light a few cigars with $100 bills.
Yeah,
on my golden chariot.
You're gonna require the caviar right now. Throw it in the bin.
We've got more things that you've sent us all coming up on this fine program.
Get this.
It's a blot and a stain on Australia. I think everything that can be done should be done to stop it.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
Ed's Get This on Triple M, and we're going to be finding out who Ed's related to. See if you can guess who it is.
Yeah.
It's someone you know.
Mm-hmm.
He likes a bit of a kip. Is that a...
Oh, yeah. It's quite sleepy.
That'll be coming up soon, but in the meantime, Ed, could you just hit those bottles?
Okay, I got... There I go.
Has somebody just won a yachting race?
Yeah.
What's going on? It's down under here. Get this on Triple M around the nation. Myself, Tony Martin, Richard Marsden pushing buttons, Ed Cavalier sitting in the fancy
morning.
Seat. Because we couldn't get Owen Wilson to come in.
Nah.
Wouldn't that have been good?
Would have been great. I'd love to meet Owen. Talk about Rushmore.
You know, I actually did meet him when he was here for, what was the last, Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
And he was here with Isla Fisher.
Yes.
And I brought in all my Wes Anderson movies that he had co-written.
Oh, right.
Including Life Aquatic, which he didn't have much to do with. But
right.
He was going to sign them all, but Isla Fisher was there as well. And I have to say I was kind of rude to Isla and just almost pushed her out of the way.
You're making an elbowing most. Did you chicken wing her?
I'm a big fan of her work, but I wanted to get his signature on all my DVDs.
Right, there it is. Richard Marsden, chicken wing, Isla Fisher.
But hang on, Richard works at Rove. Wasn't Owen Wilson in there?
Yeah, he was.
And how was that?
Well, I didn't attend last night.
For Rove now, eh?
No, I had some. Well, plus Sonic Youth were performing last night, so I would have loved to have been there.
All right. And so what
did you do instead?
Yeah.
I stayed at home and watched it. And, in fact, I stayed up pretty late last night. And I watched... David Letterman isn't on anymore.
Hang on, go back to Rove.
Okay.
Hang on. Well, come on, what did you have on?
I had a few jokes on in the monologue.
Do you just wait till your jokes have been on and then switch over?
Yes. No, I had a few jokes on in the opening and also in the news section.
Very nice. Yeah. So,
now, what's happened to Letterman?
Yeah, Letterman's not on anymore. They've got this show called Quizmania, which is kind of like a low-rent version of Hot Dog Show.
Low rent?
How can that be?
Just a guy, a camera,
negative rent.
Giving away milk crates.
That's what it is, and it's all those word quizzes, and it's on for 3 hours.
My God, why have they taken off? Normally, they take off Letterman when they've got something on that the plot's going to be given away, you know.
Someone's going
to come on who's going to give away something from Desperate Housewives.
Now, who's hosting this?
I don't know. Some...
Oh, come on, who?
No, some woman, like an attractive sort of lady model type.
Jake Wall. Maybe it's him.
TV hopeful, Jake Wall.
Okay, so they're not... Right, so they're taking off Letterman. There's no sign of Curb Your Enthusiasm, Series 5. I know people who are lining up to order that from overseas on the internet. Where's The Sopranos?
New Jersey?
No sign of it.
Yeah. It's been taken to the tar pits.
And what else have we got there? Oh, and Deadwood. Now, people, here's what the emails are about. A lot of people saying, hey, guys, it's all very well to wank on about Deadwood on your program.
Fair enough.
Where can we get it? DVD.
Come around to Tone's place.
I haven't actually got it.
Oh.
I haven't got the DVDs. I saw it on Showtime, and it is going around on Showtime, but I think it's Series 2. So if you don't want to jump on. You can't jump on the merry-go-round once it's started.
Have they edited out some of the violence on the DVD?
No.
Okay. Because on Showtime, I remember it to be much more violent.
Oh, really?
Maybe they've just snipped a couple of things.
So it's more violent on the telly.
Yeah, but you're a pretty dark guy, Rich.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to start disseminating between the violence that you're imagining.
That's true.
You're sitting at home in your human skin suit watching Rove.
And Quizmania.
Stabbing a wooden crate with a screwdriver when your jokes don't go down. You know, I don't think you're the person who is.
Yeah.
So get Deadwood on DVD. And you don't have to buy it. You can rent it at a lot of shops.
Yeah, you can rent it.
It's a top old listen. Don't let the children hear it, though. What else? Toby from Thornbury has written to say, Tony, can you really jiggle your eyes like the guy from the Car City ad? Yes, I can, but it's not really radio. I don't think it makes any sound. Actually, we should do a sound for that.
Temple Block?
Temple Block would be great.
Have you got Temple Block?
I can get it.
So if you picture me like the guy from the Car City ad, like Katie is looking through the glass to see really do it. Oh, if you've got the sound effect.
Put your eyeballs up to the microphone.
Temple Block, right. Yeah, that's what it's called. All right. Here we go.
Someone hit an ambulance. Tony's gone crazy for bargains.
I should just go to Car City and do that. I should just stand next to the guy behind the counter, and every time someone buys a car, I'll just do it, and you run Temple Block.
We've had to lock Tony in the basement in a straitjacket because he's gone completely insane for bargains.
And as usual, my insanity has taken the form of overstocking.
Why do we let Tony order the stock? You know he's crazy.
What else?
My favourite one now is they've all cottoned onto the shipping error. Due to a shipping error, I've got 15,000 Mitsubishis I have to get rid of. Just tell him you didn't order them. Those aren't my 15,000 Mitsubishis.
I don't know.
That's a shipping error.
I don't want to buy a car from somebody who'd make that big a blunder. I mean, what's the car going to be like?
I'd like to buy... this is a lovely Mitsubishi. Sir, that's a pony. No. I assure you.
You knew what you were getting into when you came. You saw the ad.
You know it's a shipping error.
Completely crazy. Who are we all related to? Let's find out next. I'll Get This. That's Coldplay. The hardest part here at Get This on Triple M around the nation. Ed and Richard combining their talents to be the co-host. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, the two of us equals one co-host.
Yeah,
the
number one.
Yeah, there we go.
And we're just getting the backlog of emails cleared, and Brianna has written to us and says, my mum is really sad you've stopped playing the Rex Hunt clip. She didn't think you'd be able to resist for this long. It's not like us. Oh, no, we did stop playing the Rex Hunt clip because...
That's what a fool does.
And... She also says, here's a video that's very funny. It's a news report about a leprechaun sighting.
What?
Another one?
I'm going to pass that to you, Ed. You should have a look at
that. That's me.
We love leprechaun sightings.
Wow.
Here, Get This. What else are people wanting to... Oh, look. Steve-O has told us to go to the Get This page on Wikipedia. I didn't realise there was a Get This page on Wikipedia.
I'm on it now. Here we are.
The encyclopedia where you can
anyone...
Just,
yeah. Anyone can chuck stuff in.
And look what it says about our... It's a great description of our show.
Yeah.
Talkback Mountain is the portion of the show... I love the word portion.
Yeah, I like a portion.
It's beautiful.
Makes it sound like cake.
Of course it does. It involves the listeners calling in to give their own opinion or story. Prize King Ed Cavalier awards prizes to the callers and never fails to give them something completely useless.
Right, I'm going to take them to task on this. Remember I gave away a hat once?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. Oh, well, okay. Case closed. And then it says also about me here. Martin will go as far as to ridicule his co-hosts on a daily basis, though it is Cavalier who garners the most abuse.
So true.
I love garners.
Luckily, I've got such a massive salary. I have a team of therapists that debrief me afterwards.
You're a panel operator at best.
Hey, I can't panel op. Remember that, Marslin.
The Herald Sun have just... What is that?
I don't know.
Have we said something about them?
No, I sent a lot of letter bombs in the 80s to the Herald Sun.
I do mention Andrew Bolt in my book.
Ah, there it is.
It's still available, Lolly Scramble. I think I'm copying.
Look at this, Dovetails.
Yeah, man.
Ed asked callers a follow-up question that runs counter to the main phone-in topic.
Great idea, Ed. Brilliant idea of yours.
Thank you very much. This is a semi-regular concept pioneered on Triple M's Drive Time, the Shebang.
Uh-oh.
In 2000, they're saying I've nicked it from the Shebang.
They featured sub-questions after the main question, such as, what's your favourite bun?
So essentially...
It's embarrassing.
What are they up to, Marty? What are you doing, Marty?
Well, essentially, the best idea I've come up with on this show has been stolen from Marty Shegold from 2 years ago. Bit of a nice summary of my radio career so far, actually.
Is it inferring that, or is it just...
No, it puts it nicely, but I'm going to have back to the old drawing board for me.
We had a controversy earlier on the show where we're accused of stealing unusual facts from the Shebang.
Oh, yeah.
But I had to point out that's amazing facts they do on that show. Then I think, didn't we pinch something from Mick Show
as
well?
Yeah, a little bit.
There's only 7 phone topics.
Shocky, but let's get to one of them now. And I know you've been whinging about the Talkback Mountain theme.
I wouldn't call it whinging, but yep.
I promise you I'm going to have a new one for tomorrow.
That'll keep you up late.
Oh, it's going to be a lighten. I was in between sitting on my mountain of cash, apparently.
Yes. Just quickly, if anyone sees a leprechaun, ring in.
That's not the topic today.
If you can catch one.
No, today it's who are you related to, because, see, as I point out in that article, I've probably had more conversations with you on this program than in real life, Ed Cavalier.
Yeah.
And so I get to learn things about you I didn't know, and you'll just drop little bombshells into the conversation, like, I'm related to Jeff from The Wiggles.
Yeah, yeah, I guess he's my step-uncle. My sister is married to his nephew.
All right.
I guess he makes him my step-uncle or something like that.
And what's the...
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
Worth a round?
Richie was looking at me so blankly. He's like, I'm waiting for the good bit of this so I can applaud it. That's it.
So that Jeff Fat.
Yeah. Wake up, Jeff.
Always on the nod. What's that about? Too many bongs? What is the deal with that guy?
Not at liberty to say. I know that kids, the look on their face when they see him is like nothing I've ever seen before. Because he'll sort of show up and they'll just stop and they'll be staring at him and their little minds are going, now I want to hug him. I want to hug him. But he's a complete stranger.
And he's asleep.
So, yeah, what about you? But are you, Tone? You've got millions of relatives. Are you related to anyone interesting?
I'm related by marriage to Brian Harradine.
He's not a big fan of yours either, is he?
He managed to, well, not him, but various of his Opus Dei, or whatever they are, type monks, had Martin Malloy ripped off the airwaves in Tasmania. And then to get back at him, I married into his family.
Well done.
What about you, Marslin?
No, I've got no famous relatives whatsoever. I'm from Adelaide, and Marsland's not a very common name.
Oh, right.
The closest I've come is that my cousin has appeared on the news.
What, getting a bit of the old shirt over the head dragged away in cuffs gear?
No, what happened was my cousin crashed his car on the way to work in rural South Australia and then went missing for about 24 hours. And there was a whole search party looking for him. So they had his photo on the news.
Yeah.
The interesting bit was that my uncle and auntie were away at the time and they were coming home from the United States. And they said, where's Stephen? And the response was, we don't know.
Nobody knows.
And did he end up on the news?
Yeah, no, he was stuck in bushland. He was trying to make it back home.
He was stuck in bushland?
Yeah. No, it's a pretty weird story.
Wow, okay.
That's the closest that's sort of fame.
You sound like you love the concept of being stuck in bushland.
Yeah, pretty cool. He's crashed his car and he's gone, you know what? This city life ain't for me. Going bush and back to nature. Well, I'll give us a ring.
Yeah, that's. Let's just ask around Nikki. Nikki anyone? Hamilton, are you related to anyone?
No, but my dad has been on Wide World of Sports.
Can he? Did he? Was he chasing the cheese down the down the cliff, or
pulling a tractor with his teeth?
Bog no, swimming,
talking cycling or soccer, one of the two.
Yeah, yeah. Either way, that's all right. Sweet. All right. Well, that's pretty good. So if you can top a man that's gone bush, a distant relative of Jeff from the Wiggles, and a guy that spoke about cycling or football on Wide World of Sports,
and is there a plagiarised dovetail today?
Yeah.
You announced one yesterday, then we didn't even do it.
I know, I've forgotten it. Oh, who did you think was hottest on Miss Universe?
All right, give us a call. Who are you related to? 133353. That's Lenny Kravitz, American Woman, We're Up a Certain Mountain. Who are you related to? Apparently we've stolen this from the shebang as well. They do famous cousins.
I didn't even realise.
Only seven.
Marty Shergill, for a bloke who gets up at 3:30 in the afternoon, he comes up with a lot of ideas.
He's good ones
to us too. A lot of punches.
Hello, Andy.
How are you going?
Good, man. Who are you related to?
Elton John, unfortunately.
Really?
Unfortunately.
The piano man. And, it's Billy Joel. How are you related to him?
My cousin married his cousin or second cousin. Right. David Dwight, she married.
So wait a second, so that makes you his fourth cousin?
More, I hope.
It makes him less embarrassed.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And well, not related to... Didn't Elton John have some shocking marriage at one point?
Yeah. Oh,
yes!
All of them have been shocking to him, I think.
And he's a massive fan.
Sad thing is, mum and my sister are.
Oh, really? Well, maybe they could ring up and ask for some of his discarded, you know, flamboyant jackets.
Have you met him?
No, he didn't even go to the wedding. His mum went to the wedding, but that was on the Gold Coast.
That would be a great family reunion, though. The costumes.
And what did she say about the hair?
What hair?
There you go. Thank you, Andy. Hello, Lynn.
Hello.
Who are you related to?
I'm related to Ringo Starr.
All right.
Oh, fantastic.
How so?
My grandmother was his cousin, so my grandmother's father and his father were brothers.
I like it. And did you play on any of the Beatles records at all?
Well, look, I did, and I couldn't understand why she didn't like me to play them. Apparently there was a bit of a family rift.
Oh, see, is that
until
right?
I was, you know, older. But oddly enough, both my sons played drums and are very good at it.
Wow. Well, Ringo wasn't. That crash
hot. He wasn't a good drummer, no.
Oh, there'll be a fight. There's always people who call in to defend Ringo.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
The drum solo on the end on Abbey Road. Wonderful.
Yeah, just a pity I couldn't have been related to one of the other Beatles.
Oh, come on. That's not bad. That's not bad. Thank you, Lynn. Hello, Michael.
You're complaining. I want to be related to a better Beatle.
Hello. Who are you related to?
Maybe my uncle was Australian actor John Clayton.
Excellent.
And also, my fourth cousin is apparently the bass player from U2, Adam Clayton.
There we go.
All right. And do you like a Clayton's?
Yes, we certainly do.
I'm not even sure what a Clayton's is, actually.
It's a non-alcoholic beverage.
And what would we know John Clayton from? I know that name.
He played Ben Lexon in The Challenge.
Oh, that's a great one.
And Don Bradman's dad in Bodyline.
Oh.
Hey, have you got a copy of The Challenge?
I do, and I actually have the outfit he wore in The Challenge.
Oh, that has got some wacky casting in it. Who else is in that?
John Woods played Alan Bond.
And who was John?
I'd love you to send us
John
a
Bertrand.
Copy.
I can't think at the moment who John Bertrand was, but...
It could have been Jeff Harvey from The Midday Show.
That's really good.
Who was just madly cast that. That's a top view.
If you could send us a copy of that, I'd be forever grateful.
That'd be good.
I'll see what I can do for you, fellas.
Thanks, man. Hello, Jody.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Good. Who are you related to?
Paul Hogan.
Oh,
the Paul Hogan, Paul Hogan?
Yes, the Paul Hogan. My nana was his mother's first cousin.
Wow. That's pretty close.
That's hurting my head, that one. And have you, do you hang out with Hogs at all?
No, I wish I could, but no, no. But my mum told me a long time ago, and my nana's name, like my nan passed away a long time ago, and her name was Gertrude Olive Thorndike. So that's a mouthful. Not bad.
Wow.
But nothing to do with Paul Hogan, though. That bit.
No.
Thank you for saying Thorndike on the radio. Hello, Jason.
G'day, how are we?
Good. Now, are you related to anyone?
Well, actually, my brother and I, we used to live around the corner from Channel 9 Richmond, Bendigo Street.
Oh, yes.
And back in the late 60s, there was a famous Saturday morning show called the Bozo the Clown Show.
Oh, yes.
And we appeared on that, and his famous trick was dropping a $1 note through your fingers, and if you managed to grab it with your two fingers, you got to keep it.
That's how Pete Smith gets paid.
And how did you go?
My recollection is that I got it and my brother missed it.
Oh, right. So you're not related to anyone as you got a dollar from a clown.
And it was live TV back then.
Sorry.
That's great.
Wonderful. That pretty much sums up the show.
Thank you, Jason. That is great.
Well, as usual, the program has ended with somebody receiving favours from a clown. And thank you to everyone who called up.
I really like that segment.
Everyone who was related to somebody and everybody who emailed us.
Yes,
what a fantastic.
Thank you so much.
You can go to the website. You can talk dirty with Ed Cavalier on his page.
Yeah, I've just changed my page. So come on, let the filth.
Richard Marsden doesn't have his own page.
No, not yet. No.
He'll be working on that. That'll be fruity. And send us an email. Send us some ideas for our next movie episode when Lockie comes back in here. And I think our key phrase today, firstly, Joshua Phillips has given us a pay. He says, I can't believe that you didn't run asbestos plum hammock as your key phrase the day Umi Plums was on. But I think our key phrase today was sunken-eyed Ukrainian harlots. We'll be back tomorrow with Glenn Robbins.
Right.
And it's all thanks to our very good friend, the Mercedes-Benz Vito.